is for sure.
Yeah, we're 2 minutes apart. Ashley was born 2 minutes before Kimberly. But Kimberly's taller. Sure. Like 4 to 7 inches. I'm taller. Sorry.
So I guess I wanted to ask you, just a little bit about your experience in Afghanistan. So what has been, I guess, kind of one of the scariest things about being there? Because I can't even imagine. I mean, I'd be scared. So just something that was kind of, you know, a little bit disorienting or scary or something that was difficult, I guess.
What did I learn? That go off.
Yeah.
Yeah, when something goes off on base, like what's the vehicle called? Like when a vehicle blows up?
Mm-hmm. Is that Ashley or Kimberly?
Oh, it's Kimberly talking. what was something that was found on the
Hello? I didn't know if the call was just cutting out again.
I think there's not a bomb or something somewhere. Suicide
death? I don't know anything about that. I wouldn't. We're not going to speculate on that. We don't really know anything about that.
Okay.
Well, the scariest thing for me was whenever I was on a convoy and I went outside the wire and just like how different everything was and how much people there were just running around and compact everything is whenever you're driving down the road because there's cars like lined up on both sides and you have to drive down the middle and you never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. That kind of freaked me out a little bit. I was a little scared.
Wow.
That was Ashley, by the way.
Oh, thank you. And Kimberly, did you You didn't have anything else you wanted to add. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
There's sometimes, like, when they're doing a test, you hear the sirens going off, and it kind of, like, gets you on your toes because you're just waiting to see what they're going to say. But it's always just drill.
Okay, so on kind of the flip side of that, what have been some of the better experiences or the, you know, your favorite things about being over there or things that have really made a difference, you know, you think that you're going to kind of keep with you when you leave or
kind of, actually for me, it's all the new people that I met. You took my answer.
Well,
you got to deal with it. Since I came from a different unit, so this is Ashley talking, since I came from a different unit, I met so many new people that I never would have met if I never deployed. So it's kind of like I made lifelong friends out here. We got really close because we're with each other every day, 24/7. So we got really close. Good for Kimberly.
So I also wanted to know, I guess, what your plans for the future are. You know, if you guys are planning on trying to stay in the Marines and you know, kind of move up that way, or if you want to come back and move back to Bakersfield, I guess just what are your general sort of long-term future plans?
Well, Well, for Kimberly, I plan on actually becoming a civilian and doing the same thing, installing phone lines as a civilian somewhere in California. So that could be close to them. Because I've been so far away from them for so long, being stationed all the way across from North Carolina on the opposite side of the country.
Yeah.
For 4 years. I'm going to go back. Figure, so there's definitely a place that girls will hold on to, and I'll drag you back. Actually, though, I'm for right now, I'm like 80% sure that I'm going to get out and go to school, do something in the fitness field, either become a physical trainer or a nutritionist. If I do decide to stay, I'll probably do embassy duty or that move into a different MLS just so I can broaden my horizons while I've been here.
Could you repeat what you said about doing something else there? I got to nutritionist, but then it kind of, I couldn't quite catch the rest. I'm sorry.
Either a nutritionist or a physical trainer.
Uh-huh. And then you said something after that. I didn't quite catch that.
If I do decide to stay in, I'll probably do something like embassy duty or that move into a different MOS so that way I can like broaden my horizons and experience different parts of being in the Marines.
And I'm sorry again, I'm not too familiar with a lot of those terms. What kind of duty?
Me too. Are you there?
Oh, okay.
Sorry, we kind of lost the last minute because the phone cut off for a second. So we didn't hear anything you just said, I'm sorry.
Oh, I just said I wasn't, I'm not too familiar with some of the terminology, so I was just wondering, you said, you were interested in trying a different kind of duty, to experience, you know, to kind of broaden your horizons, so I was just wondering what that was, I couldn't quite catch it again, I'm sorry.
It's embassy duty, where you have three different countries that you go to for a year. You go to one country for each year, and then you go to an embassy duty and basically become an embassy guard.
Oh, embassy. Okay, I gotcha. I just could not figure out what you were saying there for a second. That sounds really cool. A lot of traveling then, I guess.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons why I joined, so I figured it probably fits perfectly.
Yeah. And then, when are you scheduled to come back to the States, and then when did you guys get actually to Afghanistan?
Well, this is Kimberly talking. I got to Afghanistan around, like, July 25th.
Of last year?
No, of this year. I'm only on a six-month tour. So, I should be leaving pretty soon.
Oh, you're here till July 25th. Or there. There until July 25th.
No, I got to, when I first got to Camp Leatherneck, I got here January 25th.
Okay.
But I'm leaving here pretty soon, so just be home within no time.
And I take it you're going to go see your daughter. Does she live in North Carolina or California?
She's in California with my mom. Vera Anderson?
Right, I saw that. Okay. And then, Ashley, what about you?
I actually got to Leaven Egg on Valentine's Day.
Friday. Oh, really?
Yeah. It was good timing. And then, I'm supposed to be out here for a year, so I still got a ways to go.
Got it. And then I won't take up too much more of your time because I know you guys are probably really busy. I was wondering, you know, just kind of living in Bakersfield, if there were any particular, like, experiences that you had in Bakersfield that sort of, I guess, got you ready to join the Marines or made you sort of just, like, shaped your decision. I know, I think, Ashley, you decided to join, or were considering joining the Air Force. Were there factors in high school or just living in Bakersfield that affected that?
For me, I guess, I actually saw an Air Force recruiter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, well, I've always wanted to, like, do something with my life and, like, broaden my horizons a bit. And
mm-hmm.
since my sister was already in, I was like, I decided to go to an Air Force recruiter.
Mm-hmm.
And, just growing up in Bakersfield, like, I didn't really get too much of a military influence, but just like how everybody was and how, like, how close our friends and family were, made me want to do something to, like, ensure their safety and, like, keep everything how it is, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. And that was Ashley, right?
Yes.
And then, Kimberly, did you want to...
Will you agree?
Yeah. Sorry. we're trying to figure out something cool to say. Something that both of us actually kind of agree on is, this is Kimberly speaking, by the way. Because you were trying to say high school or something. Something we did, she was in band and I was in color guard, and that kind of taught us a little bit of discipline, so to keep our bearing in.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. Yeah, marching band, huh?
And then looking up, like doing a background check on color guard and seeing how the Marine Corps color guard was. It's pretty cool. And marching band, too. Huh? For Ashley. Marching band for Ashley. Color guard for Kimberly.
So Kimberly was in band and Ashley was in color guard.
No, the opposite. Ashley was in marching band. Kimberly was in color guard.
Oh, okay, sorry. There we go. Okay, so Kimberly was just speaking, and you said that Ashley was a man. Would you guys ever be, like, interested in trying to join the Marines band or color guard?
That's actually one of the things I was first venturing into. This is Ashley, by the way. I was actually thinking about joining the Marine Corps band. It was,
okay, that's cool.
It was one of my main thoughts, but I decided to go with a different route.
But with the color guard, it's completely different than high school color guard.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Yeah, and there's kind of, isn't there a height requirement?
Yeah, y'all have to be tall.
You have to be tall enough to carry, like, what, 10-foot tall flag?
Yeah.
And I'm only 5'1".
Gotcha. Okay, well, I really appreciate you guys talking to me today again and yesterday.
Well, thank you for talking to us, too.
All right, well, I will definitely, we'll be in touch, and have a great day, or night.
You too.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye.